In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we know that John the Baptist was many things. He was the last of the prophets, the last and the greatest of them. He was the forerunner of the Messiah. It was his job to point him out, to make straight his way. And he was among the first of the martyrs. And he died not explicitly for the gospel, but for the truth which comes from God. What was this truth? The truth was that of the sanctity of marriage and of the sanctity of human sexuality. What did you have going on? You had Herod, who had married the wife of his still living brother, Philip. This was, in the law of Moses, incest. So it was definitely not lawful. Well, kings don't like you to tell them what they can and cannot do. And so he had John the Baptist thrown into prison. He didn't have him killed yet because he feared the people. You know, John was considered to be a prophet. Remember all of the crowds flocking to him from Jerusalem and other places to receive his baptism. And more interesting was that Herod liked to listen to John the Baptist. There was something in Herod that was attracted to the truth. And yet that attraction to the truth was not acted upon. Yeah, he liked to listen to him, but he didn't put it into practice. Herod didn't repent of his sins and put off Herodias and be faithful to the covenant of God. And moreover, Herod was bound by a promise which binds no one. You know, you are never bound by a promise or an oath to do something which is evil. Doesn't bind. So, you know, Herod at that point could have said to her, you know that would not be right to execute an innocent man. Pick something else. But instead, his pride got in the way. And rather than being a chance for repentance, Herod went down the path to destruction. And John the Baptist gave his life in testimony to the truth which is the law of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.